Now, should the church be tackling homelessness, or should it be the role of councils, the NHS and social agencies? In Hereford, the police, council and agencies all got together to launch Operation Castlemaine after five men who were living on the streets died between January and May this year. Since the project started, no lives have since been lost. Sergeant Duncan Reynolds is from Hereford's Safer Neighbourhood team.
I've tried to educate them walking around on the daily patrols about staying safe themselves when they're asleep and being more mindful of the locations they're choosing to spend time in. The worst thing for us would be to find one of them deceased in the morning on the morning patrol. These people are human beings as well, and they've also got a life. Most of them have suffered some sort of tragedy and misfortune that's led to where they are today.
The work has now been taken on by the city's churches under the name of Project Clean Sheet. Our reporter Nicola Goodwin has been out to meet Mark Price, who's the pastor at the city's Elim Church.
The church has so much contact with the homeless and the vulnerable. We see them every single day, either not in this church or another church. We make contact with them every day, so we believe it's our responsibility to try and make a difference in their lives. We're actually starting to see a lot more come in at the moment, maybe because it's winter, but as a result of that programme, more are coming into us, whether it's because they are trusting us more, because our aim is to build relationships with them. So we are seeing that more and more are starting to come in. I don't think the numbers have gone up or anything. It's just that the fact they're starting to trust. These people don't trust anybody at all. They've got a lifestyle of just take care of yourself. No one trusts you. No one believes in you. Just take care of yourself. And we're trying to break down those barriers now. Castlemaine has done a great job, and now we're trying to break down barriers and see if we can journey with them to a place where they need to be.
Are you essentially trying to help now with food and shelter and warmth, but also help the reason why people may be on the streets?
Yes, I think the church have had the policy is we have a responsibility to feed these people, but we also have a responsibility not to sustain them in a lifestyle that is just really bad. So we're taking that process on. We're looking at the fact of what can we do? How can we journey with them? We want to take a bit more responsibility for them and to build strong relationships, because there are services available to them that they just don't know exists. So if we, in that place of trust, we plan just not to feed them, but to treat them as individuals and look at a path of how they can progress to a place of self-sustaining stability. And we will do that each person one at a time, working out what they need.
There are people that believe, and they have statistics that show actually that giving food to the homeless may not be good because it gives them more income,
yes,
to spend on what they're addicted to, but providing food is a basic human need.
Yeah, we believe food is a basic human need, and it's getting the balance right, because if someone's in addiction and they have money, they'll spend it on their addiction, and if they need food, they'll probably rob and steal for that food. So we will provide food, but we will look at the root causes. It's time for us not just to look at the top layer, it's time to dig down and find the root causes and deal with those.
Is it the church's job, though? Surely this should be something the government, the local councils, the drug rehab centres, shouldn't they be doing this?
We believe as Christians it's our responsibility to show the love of God to people and meet people at the point of need. It's always been the job of the church to do that, and we've done it in a basic way, but now we believe it's time for the church to step up and actually do what it says it should be doing. We say we're called to love people, and that's what we're going to do. We're going to love people but help them as well.
Now, listening to that was the Reverend Paul Towner, the founder of the Hereford Homelessness Forum. The city's night shelter operates from St Peter's Church Hall in his parish. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning.
I mean, do you think the church should be tackling homelessness, or is it really the role of the state? Should you be getting involved with all of this?
Well, the basic theory is that the more people work together for the common good, the better the outcome. So we're glad to work with any agency who are happy to work with us for the sake of the clients.
I suppose the thing is, though, isn't it, if you sort of swoop in and fill a void that isn't being funded, then I guess councils, government, they go, well, it's not really our job, let's let the church get on with it.
Well, obviously, as I've just said, we'd rather work in partnership with everybody who is willing to do so. But with dwindling council resources, those willing people there are under a great deal of pressure. We can, of course, mobilise alongside them. That's the best we can offer.
And what prompted you to start the Homelessness Forum all those years ago?
Well, I moved to Hereford just over 15 years ago, and I found where I'm based in St Peter's, people were beating a path from my door across to the CAB outside the Shire Hall at the time and back again because they didn't know where else to go. And it seemed the best thing to do to get some joined-up thinking. So I called together all the agencies I could think of, and we have voluntary and statutory agencies trying to do exactly that, improve our performance, improve our communication, identify issues that affect all of our operations.
And what more would you like to see done to help people who are sleeping rough?
Well, I think, as Mark has already said, and Duncan too, the working together to improve the flow of information, to give support where it is most needed. I'd love to see better information. I'd like to see more resources, of course. I'd like to see people working towards cure rather than simply of spot treatment for some of the symptoms that we see. And joined-up thinking is the best way of doing it.
I mean, it does seem terrible, doesn't it, that in a year five people can die on the streets. Do you think it's we're a less caring society, a less giving society now?
I think individuals are incredibly generous, and I've never had anyone say to me, oh, just let them die. Nobody's gone as far as that, but lives are so busy and people are under so much pressure in their own professional and personal lives, it's very hard for people to know how they can support. But generally, when you stop people and say, can you give us some support, they will do all they can to help.
OK, good to speak to you. Thank you very much. That's the Reverend Paul Towner there, founder of the Hereford Homelessness Forum.